I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Odd Trails is a true paranormal podcast. If you have a story to share, send it to stories@oddtrails.com. Enjoy the show.
Forget facts. Forget logic. Forget everything that seems real. Just trust. Believe.
A story submission by Grayson. The following story contains some references to animal harm. Listener discretion is advised. Nearly a decade ago, I moved across the country to the Pacific Northwest at the age of 20. I was soon introduced to crystals, meditation, and the whole spiritual life, which I fully embraced. As I was living alone, it was easy to experiment with guided meditations. Using what I learned, I began guiding my meditations with intentions of my own. While there is a lot of nonsense out there to do with crystals, what I have read from several sources and that I find to be true is that each holds its own vibration based on its chemical makeup. As everything vibrates to some degree, crystals vibrate as well, and each uniquely depends upon the type of crystal. So I would experiment with different types of crystals placed on my third eye area in my meditations to sort of tune in to this inherent vibration. Some brought me to states of bliss, some showed visions, and some helped to process thoughts and emotions. Now that you have my background for these experiences in mind, I can begin my story and discuss the two most vivid visions I've received from these guided crystal meditations and the results of what I experienced in them. The first vivid vision I remember was when I was examining a large, nearly flawless clear quartz that I had just received from South America. I set the intention of what caused the one flaw going through the crystal, a large ding on one side that progressed to crack through the crystal. In my vision, I saw a South American man handing the crystal to a lion humanoid. This being examined the crystal and threw it to the side where it cracked on a rock, forming damage exactly as it was damaged in person. I then instantly came out of the vision. Before this, I had not researched paranormal entities, but I immediately began to look for similar experiences. Indeed, some people claim to have channeled with anthropomorphic lion beings. I saw artistic depictions of these channeled beings, as well as art and popular culture depicting similar beings. While I can now see that this is a potential fantasy creature to some, What I saw in my vision wasn't imaginary. It was a real, living, and breathing being that can't properly be expressed in art. The result of this vision is that I began researching, channeling, and focusing my meditations on contacting an extraterrestrial race for some time after the fact. I began experimenting with crystals that were purported to assist in this contact. I also found that you must be careful when you open yourself up to seeking contact, as not everything, both physically in the universe and energetically, is benevolent. I had several experiences with what I perceived to be darker intentioned beings when I began, and would immediately close the contact after sensing these intentions. Eventually, I entered my meditation with a specific type of crystal and the intention of seeking knowledge for healing from positive beings. I found myself on what appeared to be a spaceship made of stone. There were no controls as we know them, but instead, the beings on the ship were seemingly connected mentally to the ship to interface with and control the ship's functions. The beings themselves were anthropomorphic light beings, as best as I can describe them. They didn't have faces or features as we do, but instead appeared to be made of pure light. They seemed to radiate their emotions while speaking directly into my mind as if through thought. I was greeted by one of the beings on the ship and shown to a round table in the middle of a room. On this round stone table, or rather hovering in the air above it, was what appeared to be a dog. At least a dog as we know it. It was a mixed breed mutt, a typical street or shelter dog, and it appeared to be dead or floating lifelessly. This brought me sadness to see. I love dogs, almost more than anything, and at that time, I was a vegan for my love of animals. I didn't sense negative intentions, however. The being standing next to me seemed to emit this comfort, which consoled me. They then held up a hand in a Merkaba shape, which was also made of light, and the dog opened its eyes and began breathing, seemingly brought back to life. The being then stopped and the dog returned to its limp, lifeless state. They then gestured at me as if to try this technique that they had demonstrated myself. I did just that, and I found, with their emotional encouragement, that I could do the same thing. I brought the dog back to life by channeling the same light Merkaba as the beings. I held this for longer, and the dog remained alive, though still floating when I was signaled to stop by the beings. I expressed my gratitude for this knowledge, and I felt an embrace of positive emotions from the being in return before they said farewell, and I immediately came back to my body as I had begun the meditation. This experience was so real and so vivid that while I was grateful for it, considering it was exactly what I asked for, it was also a little scary. It felt like confirmation of what I had only believed was true about the universe up to that point. I began backing off my attempts at channeling, and I would only meditate to relieve stress. I did this for a long period of time after that experience. Business picked up, which offered a distraction until law changes in my state put a hold on that, and I found myself moving across the country due to unrelated bad memories and relationships in that state. Eventually, I found myself in Maine with two roommates that I was also working with, which is where my story picks up again. These roommates had a small parrot that I loved very much. We had a great relationship, and by the end of my time living with these people, I had a better relationship with this bird than they did. But I digress. At one point, one of my roommates got home from the 24-hour Walmart at 2 or 3 in the morning with a load of groceries. I had been playing with the bird as I waited for her. She began unloading groceries into the cabinet, and the bird flew up to the top of one of the doors, peering down into the cabinet. We were talking, and while not paying attention, she shut the door of the cabinet with some force. Needless to say, the bird was not able to get out of the way. We both freaked out, and we helped the bird back to its cage where it crawled to the bottom corner. We attempted to find a 24-hour emergency vet that would accept birds, but there weren't any. We decided to try and get some sleep so that we could see a proper vet immediately upon their opening in a few hours. She looked at the bird and said that it wasn't in good shape. She helped him into his elevated bed and then retired to her room, understandably distraught. I sat with the bird for a few minutes longer before remembering this energetic healing technique that I had seemingly learned years prior. I figured, what the hell? It can't hurt. And I began channeling as I did in my vision. Through my mind's eye, I could envision the Merkaba of light surrounding the bird as I held this position for 10 to 15 minutes. The bird was no longer in pain when I opened my eyes, so I decided to go get some sleep. When we awoke, the bird was back to new, squawking happily to see us as we checked on him, as we usually did in the mornings. While I obviously can't fully attribute this recovery to the technique I performed, I am glad, thinking back, that I was able to at least do something instead of worrying about it until the morning. While I haven't found a need for this technique since, luckily, I suppose, I'm glad to have had that experience where I gained it. This seemingly positive affirmation led me to attempt channeling again when my roommates who were in a relationship began to split. I set out with the intention to learn something to help them through their emotional pain, considering that they had been together for over a decade. A few minutes into getting back into the groove of things, I recall coming to as my door was cracked open. I saw one of my roommates with his friend peering in at me and laughing at my attempts. This was the first and last time I attempted to use energetic healing to help another person. Now I find myself at the end of a master's program, something I began from a desire to help others to heal naturally just before the start of the pandemic, which only bolstered my resolve to learn this ancient knowledge. Needless to say, over the past 3 years, I have been ridiculed and mocked for my studies, my beliefs, and my attempts to help the world. I also find myself again alone and in a new house of my own, isolated as much as I was nearly a decade ago. I believe I will begin channeling again, though I may open myself to whatever is out there instead of limiting myself to the positives. If I'm going to be ridiculed for attempting to work positively and help others, then perhaps I will embrace the negative and see what knowledge I can gain for my own betterment instead. I hope that someone out there can connect with and benefit from what I've shared here, whether it be attempting to use that healing technique or some advice on channeling. All I know for sure is that there is a lot more to reality than most people realize, and for that matter, want to acknowledge. And it is accessible with the proper intention.
Holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Terrorized for 18 months by alarming seaweed 550. We moved into this house 5.5 years ago when I was in my mid-20s. It was around 18 months later that I began to experience disturbing paranormal events that I cannot explain, no matter how much science I read. I'd never experienced anything paranormal before. I was a hardcore skeptic. I'd also like to note that I do not have a history with mental illness or any drug use. The first incident was on a November night at around 11 o'clock. I took a break from studying and got up to go to the bathroom. After I did my business, a noise caught my attention. There was a shampoo bottle, about a third full, between the taps on the sink. It's a standard British porcelain sink close to the toilet. But I was nowhere near close enough to make contact. The bottle rocked far to the left and to the right, unnaturally, and repeated this motion about 5 times before it came to a standstill in its original position. It wasn't a small wobble. It was a slow, intentional, side-to-side motion. The bottle should not have been able to rock so far to either side without falling over. My bathroom is tiny, but like I said, I couldn't touch the bottle, let alone cause it to move the way it did. The window was closed, there was no breeze, and nobody else was in the room. I tried to replicate it another time by blowing hard on the bottle, flapping my arms, and holding myself in the same position as when it happened. But I was never able to touch or move the bottle, even with generous leeway. In short, it wasn't me. It terrified me and ruined my night. A couple of days later, I was in the same bathroom washing my hands at around the same time at night. I experienced a sudden and intense sensation that something sinister was behind me, staring at me. I looked up at the mirror and couldn't see anything behind me, but I felt something there. I was too afraid to move. I finished washing my hands after a minute or so, and when the feeling finally began to fade, I left the bathroom. This became a regular occurrence. I felt it in the kitchen too, that something was there or watching me and attempting to interact with me. The invisible presence was somewhat imposing and dark. My partner didn't believe me when I told him about these incidents, and would usually go to bed before me, so he didn't witness them at first. I felt that this presence was a man, so that's what I refer to him as. For a while, I thought it might have been the deceased elderly man who used to live there. He was placed in a care home at age 95, and was known as a nasty, horrible old man. He passed away at some point. I'm not sure when, but it was either during the incidents or towards the end of them. Additionally, we had a carpet in the living room, and as these incidents increased in frequency, I began to hear something plucking at the carpet in the corner by my door. When I moved the curtain, there was nothing there, and the noise stopped. My partner occasionally stays up late, and one night he finally heard the noise. I didn't prompt him. I heard it and remained quiet until he picked up on it. I told him that was the noise I was hearing. He went to investigate and couldn't see anything. This is what made him suspicious too. We have a rabbit, but checked on him. He was in his cage eating in the next room while the noises happened. I lifted the floor to see if anything could have plucked the carpet from beneath the floorboards. The floorboards are locked tight, and it would have been impossible to touch the underside of the carpet. This may just be my mind manifesting fear, but I began to have horrible dreams about an old man in a forest. He had beady, shiny black eyes, a partially bald head, and white hair. These dreams were disturbing, and the man was far from ordinary. I felt like he was trying to toy with me before killing me. One night, I woke up and caught a glimpse of black writing, scrawled all over the wall on the landing. When I blinked, it vanished. I was terrified and felt something on the landing or in the room. I had no history of sleep paralysis before moving to this house. My partner told me he believed that whatever it was enjoyed scaring me and was feeding off of my fear. Afterwards, I tried not to be afraid and to confront it, which worked to some degree. One of the worst incidents was when I knew the man was there. He liked to stand over me, and sometimes would breathe on me while I was at the computer. I remember one night He was about a meter away from my computer chair, trying to get my attention, and I ignored him. I forced myself to stay calm. Then he moved closer, and I heard a huff, as though someone breathed heavily through their mouth, only inches from my ear. I took off my headphones and looked around, but the presence disappeared into the kitchen. I felt he wanted me to follow him, so I did. My attention was guided out of the window, as though he was leading me there. I went to the window and looked out. There, I saw a shape out there that looked like an adult male, about 6 feet tall, wearing a gray hoodie and gloves, standing near my back fence as though he'd just climbed over. Could I have been mistaken? Yeah, but I tried to run from the window and ended up freezing by the kitchen door. I could not move. I tried so hard to get away because I thought this man was going to break into my house and attack me. I don't know where the man was, but after about 2 minutes, I made it into the living room. A couple minutes later, I went back to check. The man and the real man were both gone. A strange part of me believed the man chased the real figure off. I felt as though he'd tried to save me that night, and I became more sympathetic towards him. There was another incident, which could be explained otherwise, but my partner wasn't convinced. We had a small children's desk with two wooden chairs behind us. We stacked the chairs on the table while our daughter was upstairs. When we were on our computers, the chairs came crashing to the floor. They were stacked in a very secure way, and there was no way they should have just fallen over like that. Almost like the shampoo bottle, it just didn't make sense. I often felt his presence in the kitchen, standing far too close to me. One time I felt a strong, icy gust of air blow down my neck. I would sometimes hear him walking upstairs, and I sensed him go into my daughter's bedroom just to look at her. Thankfully, he never did anything to her. My partner also experienced things on several occasions, but still remains somewhat of a skeptic. Eventually, everything stopped. After the man disappeared, we had issues with animal footsteps on the stairs. It sounded like a cat running up and down. The first time it happened, we couldn't see anything. The plucking noise continued. Around this time, our rabbit, for some reason, jumped out of his cage, and we had at least two or three incidents where he bolted up the stairs and went into our bedroom. Running around like that was not normal for him. Of course, we blamed him and locked his cage tightly so he couldn't escape. But the noises continued. My ex was awoken by the noises one night and went to investigate, only to find our rabbit in his cage, all while the mysterious noises continued. These incidents have stopped for quite some time now. The house finally feels at peace. But that was a deeply terrifying event that actually ruined my life. Few things are worse than feeling unsafe in your own home at night.
Different Kind of Rock by Joe. You guys have previously spoken about haunted or possessed objects in areas with significant history, and I feel like this fits here. Myself and my fiancé recently moved to Tasmania, and we were doing a lovely hike to a remote beach along a pristine coastline. The area in which we were hiking has a large convict history and a terrible history of manslaughter of our indigenous people. Our hike to the beach was amazing. Blue skies, views from the sea cliffs, whale watching and seal watching, and a secluded beach. What more could you want? The hike back was not so great. I'd like to preface this by saying, when I'm hiking, I will always end up picking things up, like sticks, rocks, fallen off flowers. But this time, it felt different. We were about halfway on our return back, and I picked up this rock, just to observe it. I was steadily walking behind my fiancé, and after 1 minute of holding this rock, I was getting these intense feelings that I should throw it at her. These then changed into hitting her in the back of the head with it. This was when I started to get a bit scared, but didn't really think anything of it. I just threw the rock out of my hand when the feeling got more intense and was beckoning me to bludgeon her. As soon as I threw the rock, the intense feeling stopped and everything was back to normal. Obviously, I felt like crap for thinking those things in the first place, though. Could it be that the rock had some kind of spirit attached to it and had been used previously to hit someone violently? I guess I'll never know. I don't think I really want to know. This is your gateway to the unexplained. A place for new and otherworldly experiences. Join me, Andy, every other week on my new podcast, Cryptic Encounters, for an in-depth conversation with guests from around the world, exploring phenomena like astral projection, lucid dreaming, ET encounters, witchcraft, and many other supernatural topics. Whether you're fascinated by the creepy, the curious, or the deeply spiritual, Cryptic Encounters offers a thought-provoking journey into the unknown. You can subscribe and listen to the first episode of my new show, Cryptic Encounters, today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Check it out.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Tiny Boy by Elizabeth. Just a little background information here before I start. My great-grandparents were Romanian. When they were young, they traveled to Denmark and settled there, making my brother and me 1/8 Romanian. Anyway, my mother and brother and I were heading to my aunt's house because my cousin was getting baptized the next day. The plan was for my brother and me to sleep over at my aunt's house, so we would be there on the day of the baptism. Since my aunt and grandmother weren't on the best of terms at the time, my mother and grandmother would arrive on the day of the baptism. My brother and I got dropped off at my aunt's house. The day went by playing with the dog, watching Cartoon Network, and doing puzzles. When night came, 9-year-old me became nervous about sleeping in an unfamiliar house without my mother. I didn't tell my aunt because I wanted to look confident in front of my younger cousin. I was sleeping in her room that night, and my brother was sleeping in the living room alone. We hit the hay, but there was no way I was falling asleep in this unfamiliar house. I tossed and turned before finally mustering up the courage to make a speed walk to the bathroom. I made it safely there and did my business. When you open the bathroom door, there is a hallway both to the right and left. If you walked left, you would end up in the living room. But if you walked right and took about 3 steps, my cousin's bedroom door would be on the right. And on the left, there would be another little hallway leading to the master bedroom. When I was finished, I went to open the door, and a literal chill ran down my spine. The house went silent, completely silent. It was like time itself stopped. I stood there, hand glued to the door handle, trying to hear any normal house noises, but there was nothing, not even the wind outside. It felt like a predator was around and everything went quiet. I felt as if I wasn't alone anymore. There was a nervous tingling in my stomach, and a deep sadness hit me. I didn't know anything about the paranormal world yet, so this feeling was completely foreign and very scary for 9-year-old me. I've since felt this feeling a handful of times, but it's always a little different. There's always a tingling in my stomach, but it's followed by different emotions. Feeling this new presence, I also had a wave of panic. Not for myself, but for my 4-year-old cousin, sleeping alone in her room. I broke out of my trance, turned the door handle, and opened the door. I leaned out to look down the hallway before I stepped out. Right as I peeked out, a young, tiny boy, around my cousin's age, stepped out from the hallway leading to the master bedroom. I was frozen, not from fear, but from shock. I couldn't believe how or why this child was inside the house. He was almost transparent, pale, with a round baby face and short black hair. He had chubby cheeks, and his eyebrows were furrowed with a heartbreaking expression. He was wearing a dark blue t-shirt with an indistinguishable print. I didn't notice what kind of pants he was wearing. His movements were smooth, like he was floating. His eyes were unnaturally big and swollen, like he had cried for hours. It looked like he had huge pupils, but they were just deep brown eyes. I stood there frozen while he quickly stopped, turned to acknowledge me, then walked straight through my cousin's door. The whole experience lasted probably around 10 to 15 seconds. Only when he was gone did I jump into action, fearing something bad would happen to my cousin. I ran and flung the door open, but I only saw her sitting up, looking at me. I got back in bed with her and held her close the whole night to comfort both of us. The next day, with the baptism and the activities, I almost forgot about the incident. Nothing out of the ordinary happened at the baptism, and everything went great. My mother and grandmother weren't at the baptism because they were stuck on the highway. They arrived shortly after we got back to the house to celebrate. My mom's yellow car pulled up to the driveway. My aunt was mad at my grandmother for missing the baptism. They started yelling and screaming. My mother asked my brother and me to pack our things, so we did. We said our goodbyes, got in the car, and started driving. On the way home, my brother asked out of the blue, "Why does Auntie have so many people over at night?" My mom frowned and asked, What do you mean? He replied, Last night, when everyone was sleeping, I saw people walking around in the living room, but they weren't actually walking. It was like they were floating. Before I could even say anything about what I saw, my grandmother said, That's because Auntie attracts all the lost spirits, so she'll be able to see the future. In shock, I looked at my mom for some kind of sign my grandmother was talking nonsense. But she said, It's true, ghosts are real, but you should never do what Auntie is doing. Yes, she'll be able to see glimpses of the future, but it comes with a great price. For her to keep seeing the future, she is offering up her own energy. Some ghosts are good and kind, and will only take what is necessary to stay connected with the living world. But some are evil, and will keep draining you of energy until you have none left. My mind was blown. My grandmother also told us that at the age of 13, you're closest to the spirit world. It made sense my brother could see all the other spirits, and I only saw the boy. She said we can communicate with spirits because we are 1/8 Romanian, which apparently gives us the ability to see, feel, or hear both the living and the dead. When her father was alive, he would offer animal blood and leave it outside his house for protection. She told us that if we ever needed protection, we could simply light a candle and sleep with it lit because the fire would keep the spirits away. Then my mother added, But just so you know, if it ever gets too much, tell them to leave. Just yell, leave me alone, and they'll do it. I've never seen a ghost like I did that night again, but I have felt their presence. I'm naturally really interested in the paranormal world, and I've picked up some witchcraft to keep loved ones and myself protected against evil spirits. Now, you may wonder how my aunt could see the future. And so did I. My mom told me that my aunt once had a vision of me and my brother dying in a red car. My mom confessed that around the same time, she had been looking at buying a red car but never did. My aunt also sees visions of the future when she sleeps, an ability she's either gifted or cursed with, depending on who you ask. For her to see these visions, she needs to attract a lot of spirits and feed them almost all of her energy. I can't tell you what happens if she runs out of energy to give, because I never asked, and I never plan on following in her footsteps. So yeah, that's my family. My aunt can see the future. My mother would know a person and their desires before even speaking to them, and my grandmother could see how people died. My grandmother and I weren't ever close when I was young. At the time, I remember being frightened of her. She was a stubborn, fierce woman who smoked a pack of cigarettes a day, even with her life-threatening COPD. She has since passed. She died when she was 60 years old. That was really tough. I know she didn't stay down here among the living because I've never felt her. I hope she passed on to somewhere beautiful.
My Supernatural Story by Tommy. I have never seen them, but I know that my house is haunted. There have been two separate incidents with the supernatural in my room alone. The first one was from when I was 8 or 9, having horrible nightmares. I used to stare at my walls of my room most nights to get to sleep. One night my vision went dark. I heard something hit the wall. It turned out to be my favorite bunny plushie. After a few minutes of trying to get to sleep, my covers were then ripped completely off of my bed, and my pillow was pulled out from under my head. Years have gone by without incident. I'm now 16 and still living with my parents. Now, when I would clean my room, I did what any other kid would do, and I just pushed all the stuff on my floor to the sides of my room. The bunny plushie from earlier in this story ended up under a huge pile of clothes and some random stuff. I went out of my room for less than 5 minutes, and when I came back, the plushie was now on my bed. It was facing the door. I asked everybody in the house if they knew anything about it, and nobody was to blame. I don't know if this is scary enough to go on the podcast, but it did concern the living crap out of my mother.
Years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/new.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
We've got to talk about that strange rock story.
What's up?
My first thought was admittedly like, okay, maybe he just had an intrusive thought. Totally normal.
Yeah. As disturbing as it was, you're right. It's completely normal. Things that we would never want to happen, just playing out in our minds for whatever reason, I don't know. It happens to everybody.
Yeah, I think it's probably a combination of the brain being extremely complex and unpredictable, and then I'm sure there's something to do with stress triggers.
Yeah, sort of like negative hyperfixations, you know?
Yeah.
We dread what we don't want to happen, but then that very thing completely takes over your thoughts.
Yeah. It becomes like this paradox by making those thoughts become more persistent. It manifests, totally manifests.
Yeah.
Another thing, though, because we can't say for sure that's all it was, is that the author could have experienced psychometry, which for those who might not be aware is the ability to perceive the history of an object just by touching it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about this on another podcast. Objects can basically absorb and retain energy from their surroundings and from the people who have come in contact with them.
Yeah. It seems similar to the sixth sense intuition stuff, like when you can feel the energy shift in a room or immediately pick up on whether or not a complete stranger is a good or bad person.
Yeah.
Even if it seems baseless and you can't put it into words, you just kind of know.
I wonder if psychometry is one of those things where you need to be gifted in order to see an object's past, or if the object itself can harness the energy and anybody would be able to pick up on it.
I'd like to think it's the second one, but I think we'd hear more about it. There would be so much more, like, sideshow attractions everywhere. Pay $5 to touch a bowling ball or something. You can relive the International Bowling Championship from 1987 or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, Clue would be definitely less fun to play if all you had to do was run around and touch random things until a murder scene projects into your brain.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch any cucumbers, though. Unless you're into that.
So I ended up not getting the SP-404.
Aww.
Even though there couldn't have been a clearer sign that I was supposed to.
Oh, yeah, that synchronicity from last night, that was wild.
Yeah.
People were probably like this. So last night at 11:11 exactly, you texted me a picture of an SP-404 audio sampler in your cart, ready to click buy.
Yeah.
Completely unprompted, but at that exact moment, mere coincidence or not, I was talking about the SP-404 with a friend hundreds of miles away from you. Like, you wouldn't have known.
And we hadn't talked about it in such a long time either.
Yeah.
When you replied with a bunch of gibberish in all caps, I was thinking, it's not that exciting. But when you told me about the conversation that you were having, it was pretty crazy. And yeah, it was 11:11. I didn't even... Basically, what happened was, I was like, he's going to love this. I'm about to buy one. So I basically took a picture of my shopping cart to send to you. And when I did that, I looked at my time and it was 11:11 right then. I was like, I got to send it to him.
Yeah, that could have been the sign.
Yeah.
It hasn't been on my mind in forever, though, either. I was just talking about music gear and my friend hadn't seen one before. And right as I pulled out my phone to look up a picture of it, boom, I got your text and started freaking out. I was like, dude, look. And he was kind of confused, but then he was like, wait, your friend sent you that picture just now? And we had like this, whoa, dude moment. It was pretty cool. It made our night.
Yeah, on my end, it was the 11:11 thing. It really freaked me out.
Clock's always stuck telling, 11:11.
At 3:32.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. I guess we should explain our weird history with the SP-404, though, and what it even is for some of the listeners.
Yeah, it'd probably be a good idea. So it all started like a decade ago, at least. And the SP-404 is this cool, shiny piece of equipment that some of our favorite producers would use to chop up loops and samples to make these cool, raw, organic beats. MF Doom, J Dilla.
Madlib,
yeah.
Yeah, we saw it as the ultimate end goal, but now it's just become a meme for us at this point. We'll never get one.
I know, we can't. Out of principle, we can't. Even though we can finally afford to buy one, there's something fun about never actually doing it. Just continuing the running gag, talking about it like it's some relic that will forever be out of our reach.
Yeah, because when we first started talking about it, we didn't have a penny to our names. So it really was out of reach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just didn't buy it out of principle just to keep it going. But also, it's one of those things where you would buy it and you'd use it for a little bit and then it would just sit in the closet forever. And I just can't do
like
that anymore.
Like everything else.
Yeah. Yep. I was so close.
Yeah, I'm good with just my MIDI keyboard with some pads and knobs and that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you were so close to getting it.
Yeah, to be fair, I've had it in my cart many times ready to press buy, but I always talk myself out of it.
Yeah, me too.
Originally, I was salivating for the 303 because I saw this clip of Madlib years and years ago making a beat on it in real time.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know there was a 404.
Mm-hmm. I know which one you're talking about. That may have came out before the 404 was released. I'm not too sure, but...
Probably.
Yeah, the Boss samplers are also legendary. Odd Nosedom used the 202 on the first Cloud Dead album, which is still pretty insane to me. So what possessed you to actually almost buy it this time around? Do you have like some creative inspiration cooking up in your mind?
Not even, which makes it even worse. I'm taking a tablet on tour with me this time instead of my laptop and lugging around this bulky charger for the Let's Not Meet live shows. But I needed to trigger sounds and music, which I used my laptop for.
That's kind of like renting a tank just to commute to work.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
The 404, like, it would do a great job, but it's definitely overkill. Unless you're trying to do a live hip-hop set into your routine.
No. It's just another thing that we'll talk about doing and end up never bringing to pass.
Yeah, we're just dreaming out loud.
Yeah, I just decided to get an aux cord for my iPad mini and just use that to trigger samples. That easy.
There you go. Efficient. I love it. But I still have faith that we'll eventually make that Odd Trails EP one day, even if we have to, like, buy beats on BeatStars that some 16-year-old made with Fruity Loops. But I refuse to. We both make beats. There's no reason to use other people's stuff.
Yeah.
I guess we should probably talk about at least one more paranormal story.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
All things considered.
I like the one that you read about the blue boy walking down the hallway and through the bedroom door.
Yeah, that was a good one. I have no idea how I'd be able to handle seeing something like that at the age of 9.
Yep.
I would have probably brushed it off. But then, of course, then we have his brother mentioning that he saw people floating around inside their aunt's house, too.
Yeah, and he brought it up before the author even mentioned anything about what they had seen.
Right, it wasn't just some, oh yeah, me too thing that kids do.
Yeah, yeah. To be fair, adults do that too, which is so weird to me.
I know, right? Like, I can understand lying to, like, spare someone's feelings or something, which I've recently found out is called an ethical lie, so don't feel bad about complimenting your children's artwork, but lying to fit in as an adult is definitely weird to me. You gotta keep it 100.
Yep, you gotta keep it 100.
Always, always, always.
Well, we trailed off more than we usually do with all the talk about the SP44. It's probably time to wrap it up.
Yeah, it's all good. We touched on some paranormal stuff. At least we save our ramblings for the very end of the show.
Yes, optional bonus content. I'm grateful for the people who don't just immediately turn the show off after the last story.
It's my favorite part of the show.
No, no, no. You're my favorite part of the show.
Well, you're my favorite person in the world.
Really?
Top 5 for sure.
Okay.
At least top 10.
I can work with that.
Sick.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Make sure to send your stories to stories@oddtrails.com if you want to hear them on the show, and sign up for our Patreon for ad-free versions of all the episodes at a higher bitrate over at patreon.com/oddtrails. And be sure to check out the new episodes of my other podcasts, like Let's Not Meet and the Old Time Radio Cast. Plus, I just released a new podcast called Cryptic Encounters, where I'm interviewing folks from all over the world about things like ET encounters, astral projection, witchcraft, and all kinds of other supernatural topics. I think you guys will like it. It's Cryptic Encounters. You can get that at crypticcountypodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, everybody, stay safe.
Peace out.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.